Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Dear Colgate, I love that you love that I love being at home. You even let me whiten my teeth from home.
Because you know how I feel about getting up from my cloud couch.
The Colgate Optic White LED Kit gives professional level results in just 10 minutes a day for 10 days when used as directed.
And that's why, Colgate, I want you to meet my parents. Because ever since meeting you, I've been living life to the brightest. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
Hello. How cowboys and cowgirls and cowbens and cowdays, are you ready for the new album? We're like T minus what? It's the 12th, I think, and it comes out the 29th. So we are 17 days away, 2.5 weeks from the new country Beyonce album, and this ain't Texas. Y'all are saying that she released her album cover and the name of the album. Can you tell the people what it's believed to be?
It's Act Two, Cowboy Carter. That's it. That's really it, because Beyonce said it.
I mean, there's nothing to debate, to talk about. I mean, I'll just be here waiting for the music.
I was just like, interesting. What do you guys think? I'll ask you guys. What do you guys think of that name?
What do you think of the name? What do you think of the alleged cover? Mm-hmm. What do you think of this new era? We already know that the two new songs are bangers. And I'm ready to... Are you ready? Okay, but are you ready to enter your personal country era? That's what I want to know. Yeah. Like, are you ready to invest in a pair of boots? Are you ready to invest in a good hat? Are you ready to get in touch with your Southern roots? Are you ready to be blasting country music more so than you already do?
Honestly, yes. That's why I cut my hair, guys, too. That was like a micro reason. I'm like, wow. I need to be able to wear the cowboy hat when it's time. Because I want the whole aesthetic. I just don't want the outfit. And then it's like,
yeah.
Where's your hat?
And that's like the main thing here. We need the hat and we need the boots.
Right. Exactly. So it's like, I'm going to be hard stepping.
Hell yeah. Well, I mean, I'm ready for it. I can't wait to embrace that side. I hope that the rumors, I will say the biggest rumor about this album is that she's doing a cover of Jolene, and Dolly Parton said that she believes that it may be on Act Two. With Beyonce, you just never know. And if she does, my God, is it gonna slap?
It's definitely. I got a good feeling about it. I also wanted to share with you guys, I did jury duty today, and you know, I can't tell the people exactly what happened because that's illegal, but I will say it was a very interesting experience, and I just feel like so much more of an adult, and I never thought that y'all would choose me. I want to say that too.
Wow.
Yeah.
How was that? Like, I know you can't tell us the case or anything,
right?
But like, what were the vibes in the courthouse, and like, what do you have to do?
Weird. And it's like, you know that click clacking when people walk in those heels?
Oh, the lawyer that wants everyone to know that she has on 5-inch Louboutins.
Exactly, but it's like they're like the thick ones.
The stompers.
Heels. Yeah, the clunkers.
I love those though. I love do too. A good Bratz aesthetic clunker.
But in the morning at like 7:55 a.m., it is a lot.
They're just used to it.
And I'm just like, okay. I hear you. I understand where we are. Like I get what you're trying to do, and I understand it. Everybody is just so lively. And it's really awkward. I will say it's very strange. It's like the Twilight Zone. Imagine just going on a divorce court for a day. Like somebody just pulls you out of your bed, throws you in a van, and takes you to divorce court.
I actually don't want to go to divorce court, but I do want to go to one of those court shows. So if anyone wants to fly us out to go to a court show, we can figure out a dispute between me and him.
Oh, I do like that. Is Judge Lynn Toler? I would like to either do, well, Judge Lynn Toler is
Or
done.
Miss Pat.
Oh yeah, Miss Pat. Specifically Miss Pat or Judge Judy.
George, my mouth and George Judy, I don't, it's not a match.
Judge Judy gets in that ass, and I don't know.
Exactly.
I kind of like that a little bit, but
I don't. But, I respect Judge Judy, especially because, she's the one who raised us. Like,
yeah,
Judy, Maybelline got a new wig.
she
Looks
did.
good. Looks
She
amazing.
did. That's a unit.
A unit, honey.
A unit like that was, I was like, yes,
Looks
finally.
good.
For yes.
Do
I'm very
you did you get
impressed.
dismissed or do you have to go back?
Oh, I got dismissed. So
Oh,
I don't gotta go back, guys.
that's good.
But if you do have jury duty coming up, think of it in a positive way because I don't think I was really looking at it like that. But once you go and you experience everything, it really makes you feel like, wow, like I'm a part of this and I
System.
matter. I matter. Even though they told my ass like go home, but I still feel like I matter, you know?
Yeah, you do, and it's important. I'm not going to say that it's important to show up, but I'm going to say that it's
Or, I
important
mean, it is
to.
because they will take your ass to jail.
Will they? I
Okay.
will say
I
that.
would try that shit.
I'm just
Child.
saying. I'm just saying,
Because
y'all. You
they
never
told,
know.
they said it loud and clear. Or you can be arrested.
I'm sure.
So.
But I think that it is what you're saying is important that you are in a system of what you believe to be your peers and
Yes.
your opinion and you could possibly be saving or handing out justice to someone. So, that's just something that everyone should experience once if they want to.
Oh.
So, yeah, that's interesting. I had no idea that you
Do
had jury duty.
it was a fun event. It was, well, I'm
They
not gonna
give
say
you
all
free
that, but
food?
no, they don't do that, any of that. They just have vending machines and they have this like one little breakfast cafe thing, and they're like, do you want it or not? And then you say
I thought
yes
that
or
they give you
no.
free lunch, and I thought that you get paid for the day.
Depending on your job, like if your job automatically pays you for those hours, then no, you don't. But if you do not get compensation for your job, then they will pay for it.
That's
And they don't
wild.
pay, they're probably not going to pay the, I'm not trying to drag them, but they probably won't get pay you what you get paid. That's another thing too. Because I was
Yeah.
like, this is not what I get. So, but I'm just very
But you
happy
did it.
that,
Like
yeah.
it's something that you experienced. You know that they you're a product you feel like a productive member of society in the
Correct,
same way
yeah.
that you do when you vote. You feel like a productive member of society, whether it's the local elections or the national elections. I know that me personally, I'm more focused now on like local elections because that is what it can really bring
Yes.
about change. So shout out to Aaron for being a productive member of society and go if you want to. So Black excellence. It's Wednesday. There's a lot of things been going on th these past few weeks. A lot of news, a lot of celebrity news has been coming out. My Black excellence is gonna go to Drea Michele, actually, because a lot of people have
Wow.
shit to say about her. And usually Aaron is the Drea apologist here. But With that being said, she's having a baby with her grown man boyfriend, who is 22 years old. So he's a grown man. And I definitely think that it's weird because she has a son around that age. So I do think that that's weird in that aspect, but the rest of it is not weird in my opinion, because not just because men do it all the time, but also because this is a grown man that's not like a regular 22-year-old. This is a baller that's around adult things every day and has decided to be in a committed relationship and have a child with Drea. It's not like she's someone who, like her old days back in the day, I'd say about 10 years ago, I'd feel like she may have like chosen him and kind of like dragged him down and tried to trap him or whatever. But this new Drea, she's so established. I see her literally everywhere. She's financially stable. She has her own brand. She even had her own show, as boring as it was. Like, she's a different kind of Drea. She doesn't need Basketball Wives, even though she can come back now. But I see a lot of hate online for her that you guys just don't give this same energy to men, and I'm actually sick of it. I'm like, it's weird. It's a weird situation for her because she has a son that age, but it's weirder that people just don't blink an eye when this happens, and this happens every day in real life with men who actually are predators and go after underage women. Because I know when I was under 18, I was talking to a lot, getting dropped off and picked up at school by a lot. Like, that's just a lot of things that were happening, and it's just normalized, and everyone wants to just skip past it. This is a man who's out of college, who's in the league. So get your money up and get you a baller, and that's it.
I do agree. I do think that the focus is more so on women. Like, when it does, it's more of a shock value. I think they drag men, but it's just not as intense as they drag women. Because I've been seeing them drag Drake a lot. Because every time I turn around, it's like the newest, youngest, upcoming pop star. And he's just like, hey. And I'm like, what is the harm in finding someone your age? Sometimes I feel what I'm not even going to say that. Find somebody that you genuinely have a connection with. But when I'm noticing a pattern, I think that's when it's a problem. Like, when you keep popping from the next young person to the next young person to the next person, I'm like, okay, is this a fetish?
Well, it's because he does that to stay relevant.
Yeah.
So, and then if you notice anything, the girls that he go after are nothing like the girls that he actually like. He likes girls that look like his baby mama.
I noticed that too.
And when he had a girlfriend, she was, she had a child that was the same age as LeBron James's son. And she used to go to the same practice as Savannah James. And Drake sometimes used to either be there or take her there or be dropping her there. Like, and she's age appropriate. But he likes white girls, one. And two, he will go after whoever is the hottest thing on the planet right now. Yeah. And it's just weird. But, you know, Drake is just... I love him. I just hope that he just stops the weird shit. He's funny. But yeah, what is your your Black excellence?
Mine is going to go to Ariana Grande for the Eternal Sunshine album. Like, one thing that you must know about me is I wouldn't consider myself an Ariana Grande fan.
You wouldn't?
Yeah, like...
I thought that you liked her since Thank You Next.
I like the beat. Like, I like the songs, but I wouldn't consider, like, I'm not, like, jumping to download. I feel like that's when you're, like, really a fan. Like, when you're jumping to download the albums, when you're checking for the music. But for this particular album, I heard The Boy Is Mine, her version of that. And I seen the Bratz Dolls dancing to it. And I don't know. Whenever you see the Bratz Dolls dancing to a song, it's more
impactful. Culturally relevant.
Yeah. It's like all of a sudden, if you hate the song, your opinion has changed now. Because they're like, no, it's hot, and let me do this dance routine and show you why. And now I understand it and I can say, let me, check this album out and see how it is. And I found four songs that I was like, okay, I like this. I don't know the name of the songs yet because I just found them. But I will say the album is good because I've been listening.
The album is good. I wouldn't say it's one of her best. I think that she just did this for her and did this because she was bored, because she was working on Wicked. I did not like Yes And. I know that a lot of people did, you included. You like Yes And. But I will say The Boy Is Mine hit. Also, We Can't Be Friends, that hit. Bye. And Eternal Sunshine. Those are my like top four. Those I will say that it's not a bop album. Like there's no dancing really, other than Yes And, but it's definitely rhythmatic. It's like when Bieber did his R&B phase, we're getting like R and Ariana.
I could see that. I could definitely see that. And I like it. Even though sometimes, like visually, I'll look at her and I'm like, this aesthetic isn't giving me like R&B album. I think her in like, what year was that? Where she was
When
like
she was black,
19. Yeah, and she had the ponytail when she was Black Dolores.
and she was on the red carpet, and they would literally go do a side by side. Though I feel like the only reason that she's staying white is because she's playing like a princess for Wicked, so she probably showed up to set, and they were like, "Girl, wipe that shit off."
Oh, I do believe it.
I also believe that you particularly like this album because you like when people do shit and are unapologetic about it. So everyone knows that she stole that lady husband. She stole SpongeBob from that lady. And she's just like, yes, and the boy is mine. And I think that you like that, the drama of it too.
I do. I mean,
Not that she stole her, but I'm talking about like the drama around it,
How
like the
unapologetic, how
rollout.
she doesn't give a fuck, and she's like, yeah, I'm black, so what? Like, yeah. And my boyfriend SpongeBob, yeah, so what? I do.
Right?
I
Because she's the
enjoy
same
that.
person that made Pete Davidson hot. No one was looking his way. No one.
And
Until she said that he had a big dick. Do we not remember?
I kind of do want her to get another boyfriend, though. Like, maybe
Me
like
too. Because her husband was fine as hell.
somebody that's really gonna bring out that side of her, because so we can get like a maybe a R&B slash rap album, like.
And that's why it pissed me off when her and Big Sean did not last. But now he's with Janae, so I feel like she can go with.
Was that Yours Truly? Was that what the album was called? That was another bop, because I remember that played in Old Navy, and I was like, wow.
That was really when she was like with Mac. She needs a hip hop, like, I think that she should be with Metro Boomin. And then the way that he'll produce the beats that he'll produce for her. And the way that she'll hop on that shit, like, yeah, it's a problem. Yeah, so Black Excellence, Dre and Michelle, and Ariana Grande, y'all, and we said what we said. Like, period. And
They're gonna
I'm
be
not taking it
okay.
back. Let's get into, obviously, it was Oscars Sunday. It was a long night, and people won awards. It wasn't my favorite of the award show. That's my review. People won awards. It wasn't my favorite of the award show. I think the highlight is obviously Ryan doing I'm Just Kin, and also John Cena coming out on that stage.
Those were the most exciting parts. Divine winning, that was great. But yeah, I mean, Poor Things. Shout out to them because they, I mean, that was like, and I thought, and guys, because I was threading the whole time for the Oscars, and I thought that tweet that I made about Poor Things being the Emmys succession, I thought that was really hot. And
That's true because Succession took it all. Succession deserved it though. Poor Things is a good, I mean, it's on Hulu right now. I don't know if necessarily a good, it's, I feel like it's an aesthetically pleasing movie, But the content matter is very disturbing to me personally, because it's dealing with trigger warning, like, in my opinion, at least, like pedophilia. Like, it just feels weird, but it looks visually stunning. So that was the whole thing with that. And then aesthetically, they won like the best costume award. I know that people have a problem with Barbie and Barbie this and Barbie that. Say what you want about Barbie, but best costume should have went to Barbie. Chanel down, Barbie down, references, unafraid to reference or not reference, like using up all the pink in the world. Like, it was just, there'll never be a moment like that. There'll never be another movie like that that goes back in time to reference certain things. I'm okay with it losing to Oppenheimer and Poor Things in certain categories, but it should have won for something other than best song. Like, come on. And then like
the scenery, like in those vibes, I'm like, definitely Poor Things, because when they showed that, I'm like, wow, like this looks incredible. But as far as the costumes, I was like, yeah, I mean, just like Belle from Beauty and the Beast, that gives you the award, but okay.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Yeah, and I'm so proud of Miss Randolph, but I hope that one day Black women can win major awards for playing something other than the helpful Black woman. Ooh, the helpful Black woman that's right.
Like, you said it. It's always a movie with three white people folding their arms, and then the Black lady, she has on this big ass Monopoly hat. And she has on the overcoat and the cane. And I'm just kind of sick of that aesthetic. Like, let's see her do something else. Like, can we move forward?
And it's just like, you couldn't let Angela Bassett win for a futuristic movie where it showed grief, pain, sacrifices of a mother. And then on top of the fact that she's Angela Bassett. But then when it comes to this, because she's playing basically a fucking babysitter. It's very the help role.
Yeah. Yes.
You know?
Yes. And you know, when the help came out, they were like,
And looking back, it's just
like, okay.
Cringe. Like, Viola Davis is like, I wish I never met you.
They did really good. Don't get me wrong, but come on.
But is that the only way that we can fucking win an award of that stature? That's why every year it's just more and more, just like the Grammys, every year it's just like, ugh, like this means nothing to me. Nothing to me. I know that it sounds negative and I don't want to take away her moment, but I think that the conversation does need to be had when there is a pattern. Absolutely. Was she a great actress in the movie? Oh my God, absolutely. Yeah. But she's been a great actress since, I don't know, she's been on my radar for years, since like 2020 at least. She deserves it, and I don't want to take away from it, but the conversation needs to be had. Why do we always have to be the help to win a fucking award?
Like I said, I'm so tired of it. Like, and they fold their arms so hard, and then it's like, always the Black lady at the end, like with the cane. And I'm just like, take off that damn hat. and let's do something else. Like Lisa Ray McCoy, and I'm going to say her, well, is it Lisa Ray McCoy? Yeah, Lisa Ray McCoy is literally on Tubi in outer space playing on some like Star Trek shit where she's like kicking people out of the fucking space. She's kicking ass and she's literally kicking them out of space. Like, and I don't know what it's about. I turned it off after 30 minutes because I was like, this is a bit
much. What are you talking about? Took the biggest left.
I want to get B correct too. All Black. It's the All Black Network. If you go on, you'll literally see it and you're just like, what is this? And it's so different. But
okay, I'm trying to, because I thought that I was making the point that we should get Oscars for more than just playing the help, but I'm trying to connect how Lisa Ray's futuristic role on All Black, because saying it's Oscar worthy?
No, it's not. It's not
like bring it's me back.
Not Oscar worthy, but I do appreciate Black actresses for stepping out of their comfort zone and doing something different.
Okay.
I think, you know, not all the time does it work, because I think, and that's also another thing that we need to look at. When it's time for Black people to do a movie like that, we have to look for sponsors and funding and all of that. And people do not want to supply it. But white people, they could literally have a movie about somebody living in a damn shoe. And it's like, let's take this bitch to the Oscars.
Absolutely.
Like, it's crazy. Because have you ever seen some of the times they'll like display some of the movies that came out and you've never seen these movies?
Never heard of it, or it just came out 2 days ago.
And it's always like some white man with a Q-tip, and he's like, the world's changing. And everybody's like, God damn. Like, give it to him. God damn. And then the orchestra comes out and they start playing, and I'm just like, what happened?
Yep. What the fuck are you talking about? That's why it just means less and less and less every single year. And you know what? Even Halle Berry said it. She's like, I was hoping that when I won mine for, what's that movie? Make me feel good. She's like, you make me feel
Monster
good.
Ball. Monster
when
Ball.
I won my best actress for Monster Ball, I was hoping that, and she said this when Angela was supposed to win it, like, I was hoping that, you know, Black women would come after me, like it opened the door, and it just did not happen. And we want to see Black people explore different genres. And every time that they do have a Black person in, not every time, but many times when they do have a Black person in a scientific movie, they always paint them another color. Like, this person, you're Black, okay, you're blue. Like, what? Why do the white people get to be white and then the Black people have to be this like outer space creature? It's like, let us do an all Black cast of scientific. Because
they're like, you're Black, but are you really Black? I think that's what they're alluding to. So if there are racist people watching, they're like, well, technically.
Yep.
You know. But that's the whole thing. I don't want to dive too deep into it, because I want everybody to have their moment. And if you're on your high right now, if your favorite actor, like Robert Downey Jr., he won an award for Oppenheimer, and I was very happy for him. I believe that was his first.
Yes.
So it's like, congratulations to him. And congratulations to all the other winners.
Yeah, congratulations.
Shout out to Billie Eilish too.
What was I made for?
And a special... But I forgot to add her, Queen Lizzie from TikTok, who used to sing that.
Oh, Liza Koshy. No.
Liza Koshy.
No. The one that fell.
No, she's the one that sings the "Be Who You Are."
Oh,
she passed away.
She passed away.
Yeah, she was battling cancer, and it was very unfortunate. She was one of my favorite TikTok people. Y'all might know her from Meet You, Get On Your Zoom. It's time to, every morning you gotta get on your Zoom. And
that's so sad.
Yeah, it was really sad.
Rest in peace and rest in power.
Yeah. I had to
Of course. So let's get on to what do you want to go into next? Like, we have a few things to address. Obviously, the biggest thing is Traitors and Love is Blind.
I think we should start with Love is Blind.
Okay, I want to ask you a question.
Oh, sure.
Were you surprised at the way all three couples, like what happened with all three couples? Were you surprised at all with the way it went?
No, not specifically what happened. No. Like, no. I wasn't surprised that it didn't work out between AD and Clay or Jimmy and Chelsea.
Yeah, and then are you surprised that Johnny and...
No, not at all. I don't even care enough.
I didn't watch it.
Yay, great.
Yeah, like I knew that they were going to just get some birth control and shut the fuck up. Like, be happy. I'm glad that someone came out on the other side happy.
Right.
This was the most, like, loveless, pathetic, dirty, ridiculous season of the show thus far. And... before I drag them out, I just want to see what you say, because I don't want my whatever I say to influence what you say, because I want to drag the hell out of them. Sorry.
Go for it. They deserve it. Do you want to say, should we say that Vanessa Lachey is behind all of this?
Every single time something goes wrong, you're ready to blame Vanessa Lachey.
I
just think that it's both of them, Vanessa and Nick Lachey.
Mm-hmm.
When we say, and they don't even listen. Also, it's like when we say we want diversity, they will show us, look at who's on the cast this season. And it'll be like it'll be like 12 Black people. And then we'll get down to the actual show. And there's one or two and none of them end up married, except, you know, Brittany, was that Tiffany? No, Tiffany and what's his name from last season? The point is, cast more Black people, one. Two, cast older people. No one in their 20s, not saying no one, but stop. We want to see people that are like 35. Well, you can have a few younger people in there, but the majority should be 35 plus. Also, look at people's exes to see exactly what their type is. Because there are a lot of people that are saying, I don't care the skin color, the religion, what they do, how much they make, who they are. I don't care. As long as you love me. Then you get behind the motherfucking cameras and you say, I don't know if I'm ready to get married. Or I don't know if I can deal with someone who picks their nose. I don't know if I can... really even like Black girls like it's just a whole bunch of stuff that happens that's just like, it's not hard to literally go on someone's Instagram page or Facebook page and see who the fuck they actually deal with, or even ask to interview your exes, or even like, it's just not hard to do. You can also go on people's pages and see if they actually want love, or are they out in their dating and they're shaking ass and taking names and they're unserious. Like, you have the most unserious men and desperate women, and you see it unfolding, and because you want a show, you are continuously recording it. And sometimes it's entertaining. It was more entertaining when we had more couples, because at the end of the day, it whether we agreed if Kwame and what was her name, Kwame and Chelsea, I think it was,
Chelsea.
Kwame and Chelsea, like, were at the end of the day, whether we agreed or disagreed, whether they should be together at the end, they are still married and they're happily married, allegedly. Mm-hmm. You know, they're Zach and Bliss, they got married even though she was his second choice, and they're having a baby. You know, at least, you know, we got some people and some couples and some real things through it. With this season, it was just dog shit. And you guys decided to feed us that, when it's weird because it's probably one of the cheapest shows that Netflix has to produce, and also the easiest to cast. So just do better. I was not surprised at all. And I'm glad that these people did not get married, because by no means do I feel like you need to be forcing people to get married. I feel like it's on the producers, period.
I agree. I agree with literally everything you said. It's a heavy on, we need more people who are interested in each other, because some of these Black men that do get on, we notice they have a type. And I'm not going to do too much about it, but they do have a type. And it's like, that's okay, you know, but
it's fine.
Are you open? That's my question. Are you open? Are you really looking for love? Or are you just fetishizing this type and just going for that? And then it's like, after all, it just doesn't work out because they family don't like your ass. Mm. That's another thing that I want to say. But as far as I'd say, the most shocking thing for me on this particular episode was just the way Clay handled the whole situation.
Oh, tell me more.
Like, I did expect them to part ways, but I at least thought that he would have enough consideration to do it before they got to that altar, to that point. I thought maybe he would pull her to the side and be like, hey, you know, AD, I've been thinking all day that this just is not going to work and I'm not ready for it. I thought that was going to happen. I thought maybe it would happen the day before. I thought it would happen, like, you know, and then, but it seemed like they just dragged it out. And he literally waited until she was in a whole ass dress with her family sitting on the front row. And then that's when he decided to tell me, you know what? I really don't want you like that.
Okay. The nerve. Okay. So you were shocked that Clay didn't break things off sooner, that he waited until the altar.
Correct. That was very disappointing to see. And I think that's what bothered AD so much, too. I believe had he told her before that moment, like before she got dressed and did all of that, I think maybe it would have worked. It would have resulted in something different. I think maybe she would have been open to at least a friendship, or at least like kind of seeing where it goes from there. But it's like, for you to get to that point and then make that decision with my family sitting up here, I think that's what upset her the most, because that is humiliating.
I agree. The only thing that I will say was, well, not only thing, there's a couple things. I don't think, I mean, have we had that happen in the history of the show, that right before the wedding, they decide not to get married? Because we have like Jimmy and Chelsea, which if you were saying like, if you did it like Jimmy, it would make sense. Yeah. But I think that when you go to like the wedding part, I think that producers kind of make you do it, but at the same time, you're a grown man, so you can do whatever the hell you want. Or you can kind of just give them a heads up, like, hey, you know, I'm going to say no at the altar or whatever. But I just don't think that that ever happened in the history of the show. But I can see where you're coming from. My thing is that this man has been saying every other episode, I'm going to cheat. I feel like I'm going to cheat. I don't know. I feel like I'm going to cheat on you. I just don't want to cheat on you, but my daddy ain't shit. I ain't shit either. Yeah. I feel like I'm going to cheat. I got a cheating gene. All I know is cheating. Cheat, 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 cheat. And then body. Okay, body. Love your body. That's literally it. Like, the surface of the relationship is he likes the way that her body looks and that he knows that she's a good woman. But realistically, he's not going to marry you. And he's been telling her that. So I would have not even, or if I would have went down the aisle, I would have did the plot twist and said, actually, no. And then he would have been like, okay, wow. Great. No, because I'm team AD, because at the end of the day, you're a grown man. But at the same time, it don't take but one time for a man to tell me he's afraid that he's going to cheat and that he don't want me, basically for me to remove myself, especially as a grown woman who's, you know, been in, I don't know, entanglements or has like any kind of life experience. He said this repeatedly, even on the, he started that shit on the honeymoon. I call it a honeymoon. Everyone yeah. says, oh, it's a little trip. I call that the honeymoon, because at the end of the day, you already decided that you want right. to propose to me. We're on this free vacation. On the vacation, he started that shit at the table. It was just awkwardness. And then they came back and he talked about it even more. And I understand that she maybe feels like this is just like, you know, jitters, or this is something that he'll outgrow, or I can change him. But up until the last moment, he was just like, I'm unsure. And my father did all this shit. But everyone knows the real star was Clay's mom, who yeah. told his dad that your son ain't shit because you ain't shit.
And I love that. I loved, you know, at first she kind of rubbed me the wrong way, because I just felt like, I felt like she was on the opposite end. Like when they first kind of introduced her into like the wedding, and then she stood by Clay and she's like, are you sure this is what you want to do? It just very much gave me, she didn't want him marrying her. But that's just what I was seeing from that moment. That's not what it actually was. Mm-hmm. After seeing everything and as a whole, I see that she felt the uncertainty from her son. Exactly. And that's really why she was saying what she said. You know, so after that part, I didn't applaud at her, because when they came in at first and they were like, she's so great, she's a stand-up woman. When AD's mom came in and she was like, I met somebody so amazing. I was like, let's not do too much. Because everybody not your friend. Yeah. And especially when it comes to in-laws, they smile in your face and do all of that, but at the end of the day, they do plot. And I do believe that. And so I would never get too excited about them and be like, oh, I just met somebody like I met Angie Stone. Like, no, it's not like that. It's not going to be like that ever for me. Mm-hmm. Like, she's a great woman. I'll say that. She's a good woman. We mm-hmm. had a good conversation. But they were just like, oh, isn't she amazing? Isn't he amazing? Isn't she amazing? Isn't he? Like, and so now that you say that, I don't think I really took the time to really analyze how I felt about AD, because I was just putting it all on Clay. But mm-hmm. now after you made that point, it kind of makes me side-eye AD, because I'm like, you continue to go through this process and maybe we're just different. But if it was me, if somebody told me, like, I feel like I'm going to cheat on you, or I feel like...
Yeah, I want to know, like, how... I can understand trying to think, like, this is just jitters, this is just nerves. Once we get to know each other, he'll see that I'm here for him or whatever, that yeah. I can change it. But... he says one of his excuses was my dad, you know, cheated on my mom. The other excuse is like, I don't know if I'm ready to be married. The other excuse is he said something about financials or whatever. And then when they were arguing about how he works and his business or whatever, that was another argument. So that's like four different times that he's basically saying, I don't know if this is going to work out.
And even in the pods with the whole like physical thing, like.
Right. That was my red flag.
Yeah, that was another thing too. But I could kind of see her moving past that, because he did. Yeah. His apology seemed sincere and it seemed like he wasn't really on that. So I was like, okay. But me personally, Love is Blind would have turned into Love After Lockup really quick, because you would have literally seen me on the phone with a glass of wine, like scrolling through Facebook dating or Tinder looking for my next match, because this is not going to work for me. And I really want to hit you with it mm-hmm. before you get me.
Yeah, that's why I was just kind of shocked. I thought it was going to be okay to get to the, and then AD realizes her worth and she's going to be like, oh, she'll pull that, I love you, and I think that you'll make a great husband beside your doubt, but just not to me. Like, you know, like the Frozen. Yeah. Remember when he had made that speech to freaking Anna, and then he's like, somebody's going to love you. And then everyone was shocked on Frozen. If y'all are fans of Frozen, y'all know what I'm talking about. And I thought that AD was just going to like see her worth. And then when she did the whole speech about it's never enough, I'm never enough, it's like, I feel you, girl. But at the same time, when are you going to take accountability? Because in my personal relationships, where I feel like I'm the victim, it's never because I held on to a person who constantly told me that they were not ready to be in a relationship. It's correct. Other stuff.
Right.
Like, I didn't see it coming.
It's so many other things. And I wish the same for her. But hopefully we see that at the reunion. I will give it a fair chance so we can see what really is going on.
Well, on top of that, the reason that he did that also is because he knows that he can come back anytime he wants. Because there was video of them playing a game just the other day. This was after this whole thing happened. Playing a game. With some friends, and she cheesing ear to ear.
Oh, hell no. AD,
so it's like, if you know, I'm sorry, but like, sometimes I keep it player. If I know I got a that whatever I do, I can always come back to him, it don't matter. I'm going to keep that little yeah around.
Yeah.
So she is one of those. He knows that he doesn't have to marry her because she's always going to be around.
Right.
And it sucks because she literally deserves. So I'm talking body on. It's not just body. Like, she's smart. She's caring. She's patient. She is beautiful.
She's like, hey, girls, there's so many great qualities about her.
She is a positive force to, like, as a friend and as a woman who's either in a relationship, a fiance, a girlfriend, whatever. Like, she's just too good for these men. So that's why I'm just like, know your worth, especially after you on TV. Once you get on TV, you think you got niggas now? When you get on
the lab, because trust and believe, they're gonna come.
Especially because we have all these, of course I would be heartbroken, but we have, like, you already have the hero edit. Everyone is AD all day.
I mean, I wouldn't be heartbroken about that. I'm sorry.
Everyone is already AD all day, and they have the Tupac DeCano. They have the perfect match. That's what I'm trying to say. Mm-hmm. It didn't work on Love Is Blind. Get your ass on Perfect Match. Get your ass. Because
I do want to see her back. I do want to see mm-hmm. her back. And I kind of wish they would make like an all-star season where some of our faves from like the previous seasons come back and we see them get together and do the whole process.
Ooh, with like an all-star Love Is Blind, like Try It Again with the people who really want it, love.
Exactly, Vanessa. Mm-hmm.
That's a really good idea. I would love to see that. So it's like, you have all this opportunity. Like, now you're going to have all these sponsorship deals. You're going to have all these Instagram followers. You have the world on your side. You're going to have opportunities from Netflix. And if not Netflix, then there's a billion dating shows on the planet. I mean, the opportunities are endless. And I know that Clay is fine. I will be the first to say Clay is fine. He's fine. But that's all he's there for. Because there's a lot of fine men. I've been mm-hmm. seeing them. And so, yeah, I do sympathize with AD, but only to a certain extent. And I saw this coming.
Yeah.
Now, I want to know what you think about another couple who broke up, but they were spotted together actually down here in our hometown at the motherfucking Fort Lauderdale Airport.
Who?
Jimmy and Chelsea were spotted. And they took pictures with people.
They took pictures. Mm-hmm. Did they have a gig?
They was gigling.
Oh, see, no. No, no, no.
I'm placing shift on Jimmy. Jimmy, you thought that this bitch was crazy. I'm sorry. That's what you said. You thought that she was crazy and she's you revealed your deepest, darkest secret, which I definitely don't think that was your deepest. Everyone knows that you slept with that girl. I'm sorry. But you couldn't get over all that. And you said that she was all this and all that. I didn't think
it was that big of a deal. Like, and my thing is, if you're doing that and if you're hanging out with somebody that you used to have those type of relations with, you want that shit to be brought up on TV. Because you keep playing with me.
You're right. I can't believe she kept it in. Like, everyone was like, oh, it's the fact that he told her in confidence off camera. Like, absolutely not. Guess what? Off camera, we still got to deal with that bitch if I get married to you. So I want the world to know what's going on.
Exactly what's going on. Like, you're not going to paint me as the bad person. And then when the reunion comes, like, I don't know. No, it won't be me. We're all gonna
couldn't have been. I just hate that it happened in such a way that she just seemed so insufferable. Like, she was just so whiny and annoying. But in that, I feel like she had a point.
She did. She absolutely did. And that's when you can, that's where that two things can be true at once thing type of thing comes in. Because she was whining and annoying as hell. And any man
I
would be like,
always say
I
that.
would be like, oh, girl, stand up.
Me,
Get
I'm a
your,
woman, and I'm just like, shut up.
just stand up and shut up. State your purpose and move on. So, I prefer the approach with, what's the one that was dating Jeremy?
Oh, Laura.
I prefer her approach, even though I'm like, oh damn, she was kind of like,
I like her. A lot of people
but
don't,
I kind of like her
but
approach
she's straight to the
because
point.
she's straight to the point and it was what it was. And
And you was lying at the end of the motherfucking day.
yeah.
And I caught your ass.
Period. Period.
Period. But Chelsea was just like so whiny. And then another thing, if Jimmy and Chelsea walked down that aisle and he did the same thing that Clay did to Chelsea, I would not feel bad for Chelsea because she was also someone. If a man breaks off an engagement with me, I'm not about to ask, so we have one fight and you want to break up? No, bye, nigga. I'm not marrying you. I don't want you. I'm gonna go find Trevor.
Yeah,
Go fuck
because
your
that's the man.
homegirl. Cause
Yeah,
that's what I would have brought it up right then. Oh, I know you're going back to that bitch.
right.
Let's talk about it. Be
And
clear.
that's why Vanessa would probably be like, you know what,
Yeah.
you
Yeah, we're not
guys,
gonna have her on anymore. The producers would
both
tap
of
me on my
us,
shoulder and be like,
and be like,
camp.
hey, can we have that mic back, please? Yeah, let's.
I'll talk directly in it like Lisa Barlow. I'd be taking off my shit. Like, go
We're
fuck
just
that bitch.
gonna move for
Yeah. They would
Vanessa
edit so
comes,
much out.
Vanessa Lachey comes out with her bonnet. Take her
And you wonder why.
mic.
Because don't play with me.
Okay.
Yeah, but it was a good show, I will say. I can't wait to the
Was.
reunion. Jimmy and Chelsea have been spied together. AD and Clay have been spied together. So whatever sympathy and pale you have, reconsider it. And we'll see what they say. We'll be back next week to talk about that. But let's
Yes.
get into traitors, baby.
Traitors. Traitors.
Trade. Traitors.
Honestly, I'll just be honest, I don't care. I'll say that. Like, I don't care because Phaedra did not win. Trishel and CT won, and to me, I didn't want them to win. Didn't want Trishel to win. CT was okay. Well, no, because CT started to piss me off towards the end, so I didn't really care for him. I kind of wanted it to either be Sheree or MJ or even Sandra. But as far as CT and Trishel and both at the same time, I was like, you really wasted my time. And now I feel played with, you know?
I understand that totally because I didn't even care for, like, I just watched it just to see if Sheree could possibly win because that would have been funny as fuck.
Right.
However, as soon as Kate came on and she said that she cut Sheree, I was like, yeah, it's a wrap for me. Like, I'm bored. As soon as Sheree was gone, I'm like, okay, that's the beginning of the episode. And then, okay, we did the challenges and all that stuff, that good stuff. Sandra got sent home, blah, blah, blah. What I did not like was they planned that shit with MJ. They planned for it to be just them two in the end. I don't care
Yeah.
what no one said. I don't care what they say. I don't care. They planned it for it to be just them, and MJ was there to actually like play and have like loyalty. And there are people who are gamers, and then there are people who are, I guess you call them like the reality stars. When you're in an alliance, or at least you have an understanding that it's going to be us three and we found the traitor or whatever, you were supposed to go through with that. So they played in MJ's face, and that's what I do not like. And as much as I don't like Trishel, I don't like that CT did it either because he was involved in it. So it's just everyone, I mean, I was already on Trishel's neck, and now I'm on her neck even more. But I'm also on CT's neck because you and Trishel planned that shit and you played in MJ's face. That was just rude. And then they want to act like, and then, okay, and then let's just get to the reunion, because we already know that, that's what happened with the yeah. prize. Like, they did a whole thing and they did the voting thing and then they got MJ out. That wasn't cute or fun at all. Then they went to the reunion, and I understand where Phaedra was like, he's a lowdown dog bitch piece of shit hoe. Pussy ass bitch. Like, oh my God. She literally went so ham. That's what she said. She went That's so ham. She did. Specifically, she said, low down son of a bitch. Cause I remember I posted on mm-hmm. our TikTok. He's a low down son of a bitch. And Dan is just like, cause they come from a place where I guess on Big Brother in the challenge, you cut people and you just play to win or whatever. Mm-hmm. But that's not what we come from. Like, you were supposed to honor your word, and now you ain't shit. So you're a low down son of a bitch. It's no game with me.
Man, he's a this piece is real of shit. Life. That's what she said.
And like they said, even on the reunion, they finally said, we were not suspecting Phaedra until Dan said something.
So it was Dan this whole time. Yeah, you know, and the reunion was cute. I will say I like the looks.
Love the looks.
Yeah, they all, even Trishelle look good.
She thought she was a housewife. Bye. Now that she can afford it, I guess. She
just irritates me. I don't want to see, don't bring her back on Traders. And don't piss me off nowhere. Like that again. Like, don't have me waiting till literally the end to find out that Trishelle won. I think that was the biggest disappointment, because had I known that, we might not have been talking about Traders.
Because we dedicate time and space to talk about certain shows, right, because we have a time limit, you guys. Because there's a lot of shit going on right now. Right. And we wanted to cover this thoroughly. And we have. So.
But that just kind of like rubbed me the wrong way. Seriously. Seriously. Like, it pissed me off. It really pissed me off. And just seeing the reunion, like, you guys waited till this very end to show us this. And you know they released those two episodes, the last episode and the reunion at the same time.
Because they knew shut up.
People would not watch that shit next week because nobody cares. No. The damage is already done now. You picked CT and Trishelle. It's over. You didn't even pick the fan favorites.
I think it would have been okay if Dan and Trishelle stuck to their word. It's and also if Sheree stayed a little bit, because also Kate ended up giving up. It was very obvious that she was a traitor.
I got a 4-month-old at home, so.
And it was just like, once Phaedra like picked her, I'm like, oh, what a great idea. This is going to be so cool. The Bravo girls are going to the end. So it was bad enough that we lost Phaedra, but then to turn around and lose Sheree at the beginning of the episode, like, come on. Be for fucking real.
Even Sandra was like, I'm not a traitor. Like, what are you talking about?
And y'all know, and they knew that. They were just trying to get rid of
the They were trying to. And Trishelle knew what she was doing with that. Ooh.
I can't stand.
I cannot stand motherfucker now.
The way that Phaedra feels about Dan, I feel like
that's how I feel about the show. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I also feel that way about what's his name? The older one.
John?
Yeah, he pissed me off so bad.
He pissed me off at the reunion when he's like, it's a game, period. Like, boy, if you don't shut your fake ass accent, Lindsay Lohan wannabe ass, pussy ass, ugly ass shit, like, shut up. What are you talking about? This is the reunion. So if they feel a type of way, I'm sorry, you guys. I'm just on one today. I definitely took like two shots. If they felt a type of way, they're allowed to feel that way. You're in parliament, so you think that you're just Queen Elizabeth. Bitch, no. Where's Kate Middleton, you guys? Where do you think that she is, by the way? Because everyone wants to fucking know. I want to know,
because that picture was not accurate.
Something is going on.
And I don't know if I'm not making any accusations. I know they said they're making another Princess Diaries, but if...
What?
Princess Mia Thermopolis Rinaldi. What?
Aaron. Anne Hathaway is not going to be. Are you saying that if they make a movie about this,
I feel like Princess Mia Kate? Might be like, you know what, actually, I want to roll two countries.
Okay. Actually, I would be here for it because that's what's going to happen. Once King Charles dies, it's literally going to go to William, and William and Kate will be the new queen.
Prayers for her, though. I hope they...
Oh, oh, she's okay. That's why I'm asking, like, where is Kate? But at the same time, it's like, I hope that she's okay, but I don't like the way that she treated Meghan, so...
Oh, period. Yeah, so...
But anyways, like I was saying, he thinks that he's Queen Elizabeth, and you're not, and people can feel the way that they want to feel. It doesn't matter if it's a game or not. It's the game is over, and I still feel a way, bitch.
And Peter, with that whole bachelor in the rose, I was just like... I don't like Peter. There's nothing about Peter that's going to make me like him. I just don't. Now, I will say he's charming. I might smile at him.
You understand why he's the bachelor.
Yeah, I get it. It's something about him that's like, it's like that.
He's a pilot. That's why.
Yeah. Maybe that's what it is. It gives me like, you know, that the person that you hate, but it's like you're drunk. You're like,
I hated him when he was on there, and I'm glad that he didn't win. But if he would have won, I feel like maybe, even though I would have still hated him, I would have had more emotions and more investment if he made it to the end than Trishelle and CT. Because CT was on my good side, but I know that they got together and they pulled that shit on MJ.
CT no one does can tell look me good different. In wetsuits, so I want to make that very clear.
He's thick as hell.
As grits. In a wetsuit, like, sometimes I'm like, damn, like, oh my gosh.
He is. What he's called, AD? He's stacked.
Stacked, yeah. And I was like, yeah, that's the only thing. But yeah, CT with those blue eyes, he was pissing me off, like, towards the end. But, you know, I will say what you said, too. With Peter, I would have at least understood and respected it more because I felt like he played the game.
He was right. Brilliant. He was right. We were mad because he was right and he was on to something.
Yeah.
With Trishelle, but she Trishelle, was just annoying. Like,
you were just whiny and fighting for a spot this whole time around, like a damn rat with cheese and crackers. Like, it was just like every time I see her, she's moving around with these berets and these hats. And she's
as soon as Parvati left,
she's not gonna win. She's not gonna win. She's the one. She's not gonna win. Did you vote for her? Are you gonna join me?
I need the shield. Do you have a shield? A shield, a shield.
A shield, a shield. I need a shield because they're gonna vote me out. CT, are you on my side? Are you not on my side? And you seen how she did CT at the end too. Cause if it was her or CT, she was choosing herself, clearly. She didn't give a fuck about CT. So I thought that was mighty funny that you thought he was supposed to vouch for your ass the whole time around. And then at the end, you were just like, well, she. And I don't blame her, but girl.
My thing is, if it's all three of us at the end and we're getting paid per episode plus the prize pot, I would let MJ win with us, especially for optics, because I'm already knowing that. Wow, Phaedra is such a well-liked person, and she watches Housewives. If I'm fucking with the Housewives and I'm fucking with the Bravo people, I don't want that smoke. So I'm going to at least take one of the Bravo people to the end with me. She was just a greedy bitch. She just didn't want anyone to have anything. She wanted everything to herself. And she also wanted Parvati's spot as like the uppity fashion bitch.
Me personally, I don't blame her for sending MJ home because I'm not splitting that three ways. Sorry. If it's us or if it's like them, I'm going to be like, okay, you have to go.
Yeah, but they weren't close like that. They were saying that they didn't even like know if they were still in a good place or whatever. Like if it was us and they came on there like as a duo or whatever, like the Bravo girls did. The Bravo, like Phaedra and Sheree, I didn't even think that they were like, you know, close like that, but they still had each other's back. Like if they showed that type of unity, then I would understand. But I don't know. I just hate the show.
They just had a secret alliance and they're like, we're gonna pretend like, you know, for the optics.
Well, at least at the end that's exactly what happened, but maybe it's been that way from the beginning, like you're saying. That could happen.
That house got some secrets. And it's just not Larsa's boyfriend and Michael Jordan's son.
Abbott Elementary.
Abbott's.
What was, did we talk about the, okay, so obviously the one that came out after the Oscars, did you see that one?
No.
Okay, well, we can't talk about that one then.
I did see,
we talked about the drugs one, and we talked about
the church choir. That's the last one. That wasn't that the yeah. one before?
Yeah, oh, so okay. then we don't have, then yeah. next week we'll talk about the new yeah. album.
Because well, I seen that after the Oscars, I was like, well.
That was
an awkward time to.
No, it's actually smart because everyone is watching to see who wins Best Picture, right? Everyone wanted to know who's going to win Best Picture. Was it going to be Oppenheimer, or was it going to be, I don't know, like Anatomy of a Fall or one of those other ones? So everyone, like, even if you clocked out during the middle, everyone comes back at the end to see who wins the biggest award, Best Supporting Actress. I thought it
ever came on Thursdays.
So they come on Wednesdays, but it comes on Thursdays on Hulu.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. So they put it after the Oscars because everyone was watching to see who took home Best Picture. So it went from Best Picture into Abbott. So if your TV's already on it, it's kind of how people get into new shows. Your TV might just already be on it. So it was a good way for them to show Abbott to a new audience. Not only that, Bradley Cooper was literally on the episode. And I'm like,
yeah.
Excuse me?
That was a big deal.
A huge deal. And it was really funny. It was like a 5-minute cameo, but we'll talk about it when you see it and we'll come back. Is there anything? Did you watch Jersey Shore?
I did. I feel like we should give that more time. We should probably, when we have some time.
Well, because, you know.
Because I did. This was a good episode.
I want to let y'all know to clock back in because it did get boring at first. I'm going to front. Mm-hmm. It got boring at first because they kept just talking about, you know, but Sam and Angelina are going head to head and it's good. And the dad did exactly. Go ahead, sorry.
When she goes to that bathroom and she's like, stupid bitch. I like that. Like, I like what's going on now. I like that they're at the old house now. I like that they literally have the same format as the old episode, so now everything zoomed out. So mm-hmm. it feels like I'm watching back in the day. It's like they're really knowing what to do and how to do it for me personally.
Yeah. That's why I'm telling you guys, tap back in, because we won't have Traitors to talk about next week. So we're going to go back to the Jersey Shore coverage. And also the dad, Angelina's dad, did exactly, remember when we said that the dad was acting. And we'll get into it. So y'all catch up. Let us know what you thought of Traitors. Let us know what you think of Love is Blind. Let us know what you think about Oscars. Let us know your Black excellence. And yeah, anything else, Aaron?
No, that's all I got.
Well, hit us up on Patreon and know that for the Patreon members who are in the top tier, we're having our happy hour very soon. Yes. So we'll be seeing y'all soon. And on Instagram. Oh, that's the last thing I wanted to say. Watch our recap of BMF, because I already see people saying that BMF is ass. And I'm like, wait, there's only 2 episodes out.
Yeah, there's 2 episodes out, and it is a slower start comparing to the other seasons. I will say, as a BMF fan, but I do believe it's going to be worth it at the end.
Right. Usually I form my opinion about 3 episodes. Mm-hmm. I always have this theory that the 3rd episode and the 8th episode are the most important episodes of the season. So 3 episodes in, at least give 3 episodes and then tell me if it's fast or not. If you feel that way, I'll accept it. So we love you. We will be back soon and to talk about Bravo, which is, there's always something to talk about there. Bye.
Bye, y'all.
A Huda Media Production.